Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Morning, Sean. How are you?
You got a message from Lizzie and Shane about their Jack Russell, who's generally a pretty well-behaved dog, but has a bit of an obsession with cushions on the couch.
Oh, this is a great one. So Jack the Jack Russell, very original name, has a bit of an issue with cushions and also if he gets the opportunity with the pillows that are on the bed. And he likes to basically take them, play with them, destroy them. And often Lizzie and Shane come home and they're devoid of part of their couch. So they've made it really clear that in every other way he is perfect, but they just want some help with this. So I guess the first thing when I look at this situation is prevention is always better than cure. If Jack is allowed in the house while nobody's home, that's absolutely great and okay. But what I would do is I would make sure that there was no access to the bedrooms. And also I would just snabble up the cushions. When we get to the next level of the problem, the question is, why is he doing it? First thing I would say to these guys, let's up his walk. So let's do 15, 20 minutes of a morning before everybody goes to work. Let's get him out. Let him sniff the world. Let him have a good time. Let's get some exercise and see if that does anything different to the equation. So I would do that every day for the first week and just see if we've got any kind of weird stuff going on. I'd also probably pop down to a good pet store and buy some Kong chew toys. That's K-O-N-G, and I really like them because they've got the plastic in the toy is not harmful for dogs. You can shove some peanut butter or other kind of toy or something that the dog likes up through the middle of it, and then he can chew till his little heart is content.
I think you've mentioned these before, Joe. They sound familiar.
We love them. So that would be a couple of things that I would do. But also, say Izzy or Shane have a friend that has a border collie and the dogs both get on. I would probably see if maybe Monday, Wednesday, Jack could go across to there for the day and play over there or vice versa, so that we're dealing with exercise, boredom and loneliness. It's really interesting that dogs also suffer from separation. Just like humans, they're a social animal. And, you know, we're finding that we're working longer hours. By the time you've gone and done your groceries, that's a long time for a dog, especially a 9-month-old dog, to be on their own. So I would be looking at connecting those three things. Let's burn some energy. Let's give him something that he can chew, that he can have a good time with, and let's see if we can get him some play dates. And then once I've kind of established that umbrella, I would then be looking to see if when we're home of a night time, we might have the cushions out, and if he goes to touch them, no, and away he goes. If he's learning to stay away from them, I would reward the leave. So I'd probably put the command of leave on it and reward the leave so that I'm also directly training but also trying to deal with what's underneath this little drama.
And maybe buy plenty of cushions in the meantime as well, Joe.
Yeah, exactly right. Don't spend a lot of money on cushions, just for a while.
Just go the cheap ones. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can let Joe know. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
See you next week.